You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, too sweet, the travel kitty. I have a good girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my possum sidekick, Super Smiley, the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And here on a Super Smiley adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. They can be journeys for animal advocacy, for adventure and fun, and they almost always lead to paths of inner discovery and greater bonding with our pets. And all of the above is what our guest today is all about. We're talking about the Animal Film Festival coming up, and we're here with Festival Director Shelley Frost. Shelley, welcome.
Hi there, Megan. Hi, Super Smiley. I'm so happy to be here today.
Oh, we are so excited that you're here. And first, I wish all my listeners here could meet Shelley. She is, first of all, absolutely gorgeous, and she exudes such a positive and tangible inner light. Now, I know that sounds so cliche, but you can't look at Shelley without just going like, whoa. I mean, Shelley, you are amazing. You're just amazing.
Oh, Megan, I think you and I feed off of each other, too. When we get together, we just have so much fun, and we're there for all the right reasons, you know?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I want to talk about, Shelley. The films that you choose are fun, they're entertaining, and many of them, for me, are actually profoundly life-altering. Now, last year, you had films about wolves and horses and about a true-life parrot who communicated in English. Remember that film about the parrot?
Yeah, that was the Alex film, and it was such an audience pleaser. People enjoyed that movie so much, you know, because some of the films were a little hard-hitting, but that one was just a real audience pleaser.
And it also opened up our thinking, which I know, Shelley, you and I already know this, and like Super Smiley knows this as well, but animals, they're such sentient beings. They really have emotions and wants and desires, and this is what I love about all of your films. They communicate this in a fun, fabulous way that really gives us a new insight. And last year, your entire event was so fun. Remember, Super Smiley brought his kindness documentary, and we had, what, like 40 kids on stage doing the Super Smiley flash mob for kindness. That was so fun.
Yeah. Not only kids, but you got me up there too, Megan. We were dancing and singing and people were flashing, taking pictures of us the whole time. It was just nothing like it. I've never had anything like that happen to me before, but it was so fun. It was such a great way to start the day.
Absolutely. And we're going to hear about this year's film festival. And already you have people scheduled to fly in from around the world to attend this year. But first, I want to start at the very, very beginning. Last year was the first year you presented the Animal Film Festival, and you're doing it again. Now, I know this goes a lot deeper than just showing films about animals. What drives your purpose in bringing us to the festival?
Yes, Megan, you are right. The reason why we even created the Animal Film Festival, which is presented by the Center for Animal Protection and Education, which is an animal sanctuary in Grass Valley, where we rescue animals and bring special animals with special needs there who have nowhere else to go. So we just, as part of our mission, the word education is in our name, the Center for Animal Protection and Education. We wanted to create an event that would bring people together where they could really learn about the issues animals face all around the world. There are so many ways animals, unfortunately, are exploited in the world and where they suffer tremendously at the hands of humans. And there's many wonderful stories, too, of how people help animals and make their lives better. I mean, they are here as our companions. They are here for us to care for, you know, and so many of the films really show that and help people understand what they can do to change their lives to better the lives of animals. So that's why we're offering the Animal Film Festival to the public. And we just encourage anyone to make their way to Grass Valley. It's in the Gold Country, and it's a beautiful setting. And I know you're going to be there, Megan, with Super Smiley. I'm so happy. I can't wait to see you there.
Absolutely. And it is. It is such a beautiful, beautiful setting. And I had the privilege to visit the Center for Animal Protection and Education last year. And I met the little calves and the cows and the goats and the donkeys and the pigs. And it was just so wonderful, wonderful. So I'm so glad that you shared CAPE. C-A-P-E. CAPE is your an acronym for it, right?
Exactly. That is the organization that presents the Animal Film Festival. Yes.
Yay. And this year I had the honor also. I'm just so privileged. You asked me to be a judge for this year's Animal Film Festival. Thank you so much for inviting me. So I've gotten a sneak peek at all the films in consideration. I'm so excited. And we're going to tell everybody about who's in the running and about the British invasion that's attending. We're going to do that right after the break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must rock.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with Shelley Frost, the director of the Animal Film Festival, which was being held in Grass Valley, California, February 28th. And last year, Super Smiley and I were there, and it was truly one of the highlights of our year. We travel all around the country, but that, I think, was definitely in the top three of our, if not the very, very top event that we attended. I absolutely 100% recommend everyone to make plans to come. Super Smiley and I will be there this year. And Shelley, you have people flying in from all over the world to attend this. Tell us about it.
Yes, we sure do. One of our filmmakers, his name is James Button, he's coming all the way from Wales in England.
Wow.
To present. I know. He is just the most darling man, and he put together three films starring a goat. And they're funny, they're moving, they have a message about friendship with an animal. And they're just, as soon as I laid eyes on the first goat movie, I was just enthralled. So to have James travel all the way from Wales, he's never been to America before. This is his first trip ever to the United States, so it's going to be a real treat to squire him around and show him a little bit about the old Wild West up there in Grass Valley.
Or the colonies, as I call them. Whenever I speak with anyone from Great Britain, I say, oh, you're visiting the colonies, are you?
So he's coming the furthest. And then we do have several filmmakers from around the country coming as well. Mm-hmm. I could tell you about them. We're having the two directors of the film Advocate come up. They are Zachary and Michael, and they did this hilarious movie about this older woman, a senior citizen, who takes it in her mind to become a superhero and rescue animals in need just in her own community. And it's just funny and delighted to have them.
Before you go on from that, I love the film Advocat. And as one of the judges, we have to mark certain criteria, you know, like creativity and production value, but then we get to add our comments as well. And my first comment was, I want to be this woman. I want to be the advocate. She has on a costume.
And what did I say? and to you, Megan, I said, you know what, Megan, you and I are both going to be that woman someday.
She's my hero. I love Advocat. It's so wonderful. And yes, you have so many films, and I love that you talked about the Goat Trilogy. It is a Goat Trilogy. I can't wait to meet them, to meet the filmmakers. And let's see, Jim Morris, Lifelong Fitness. Tell us, who is Jim Morris? This is mind-boggling. Tell us about Jim.
It is. Jim Morris is a 78-year-old vegan bodybuilder, and he is the former champion, the Mr. America, Mr. Universe. He has quite a stable of impressive awards that he's won throughout his life. Now, he is an ethical vegan, meaning that he chooses a vegan lifestyle because he cares about animals, because he wants to do no harm. And he says so in the movie. It's a 15-minute long film. And he has gone through some travails in life. I mean, he's had some real difficulties. And yet, at the same time, here he is practicing what he preaches by just living a compassionate life. And I think that his story is very moving, and it's a powerful message. And Jim Morris is coming to the Animal
Film
Festival.
Gosh, I didn't know that. I am so excited that he's going to be there. I'm so excited to meet these filmmakers. And you mentioned that it's a 15-minute long film, which I love this, because with so many of these films being filmed short, we get to taste and see and get the message of so many, many of these amazing animal advocates and just heroes in my mind, right?
Yes, and Megan, because so many of them are shorts, we are fitting 27 films into 10 hours, which
what?
Is how long the Animal Film Festival is. Yes.
I love that.
You will get such a variety.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And Shelley, how many films did you look at to whittle it down to 27? I don't even know how you did this, actually.
It was a shocking number. We received 327 entries from around the world. Last year, we received 78. So you can see how in 1 year, the Animal Film Festival is already generating so much promise, so much talk. So many filmmakers are coming to us with their films that they're hoping we can screen. I'm just delighted with this. There were so many wonderful films. We couldn't take them all, but we chose what we feel are the best, the top 27.
I love this. Films. And to go from 70-something to well over 300 in 1 year, that is amazing. And filmmakers from all around the world. And also, it's turned out that you have sort of a marine life theme going with some real star power attached. Isn't Joaquin Phoenix is starring in one of the films? Is that correct?
Yes, he is. PETA actually submitted several short films for our consideration. Joaquin Phoenix stars in a film called Joaquin Drowns, and it's him showing what it's like to panic underwater, which is similar to what a fish would experience when they are taken out of the water. So Joaquin is a great and much admired animal advocate, and for him to appear in the film, it's a very moving, very short film. Yeah, so we're really excited to have that film entered as well.
That's wonderful. I'm a big Joaquin Phoenix fan. I'm very, very excited that his presence will be at your film festival. And then also I want to mention Marianne Thame of the Dutch Parliament is sending her film See the Truth. That's S-E-A, See the Truth. And Shelley, I want to let you know, I had the honor to meet Marianne Thame just after she created the Party for Animals in the Netherlands. She actually created the Party for the Animals as a part of Parliament. And she had a tremendous uphill battle creating this unprecedented movement within the Dutch political system. She was a woman in this very traditional male-driven parliament, and they had never even considered having a party for the animals. So we totally give her complete accolades and honor her for this great mission that she has started, this worldwide mission that she started. And I first met her at a Humane Society of the United States screening of her film Meet the Truth, and that's M-E-A-T, Meet the Truth in Hollywood. And she is just such an impressive force for animals. So tell us about her film, See the Truth, in your festival.
I'm more than happy to. See the Truth follows two young marine biologists, two young women, and they show us the tragic situation in the oceans, that the marine mammals and the oceans in general, their health is failing, and it's all due to overfishing. And it's really an important film for people to see and understand, especially because a recent study came out saying that there's a chance we might deplete the oceans of wildlife by the year 2048. This film also shows us heading in that direction, and I just feel it's very important. It's a feature-length film, See the Truth, from the Netherlands, and it's an hour long, and I think it's going to really make a difference once people see it.
I do too. I do too, Shelley. I love that film. And Marianne's films, what she does is she really backs them up with scientific messaging, with science, and you see it with your own eyes right there on the screen. It's her films are very, very impressive and really make an impact. At least they did with me. And
But and not only that, Megan, they're beautifully shot. The photography is just so impressive.
Yes.
I mean, your eyes will be just delighted at seeing some of the imagery. It's just beautifully done.
Absolutely. And that's back to your marine theme that's going throughout the festival. The underwater photography is just magical is the word. It is absolutely magical. These films bring us into this underwater world that really seems to engulf us in this whole three-dimensional way. It's just absolutely beautiful, beautiful.
We do have a few other sea-related films that are just at the cusp of being accepted into the film festival, but it did seem that we received so many movies about the oceans, mm-hmm. and I think that that's really relevant to what's going on in the world, and I'm really glad that we're able to show this topic.
I agree. I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to be involved with your festival again, Shelley. I'm so excited. And speaking of the beauty of your films, you have some amazing, just wonderful, wonderful animated films. Tell us about Dustin, and that's from Germany, right?
Right. Dustin is from Germany, and it's about this funny little pug who befriends a robotic vacuum cleaner and all the troubles and travails the two of them go through in a day. And it's just to lighten the mood because we do, you know, there's a lot of education going on, a lot of hard-hitting films, but we do have these funny, lighthearted movies. After all, it's showing a friendship and that can happen between an animated object and an inanimated object. So, yeah, that's just a film for fun, and we just loved it.
Right. And the animated films, they can share messages so well. We featured the film Feast, which was produced by some Academy Award winning directors and producers. And that is opening for Big Hero 6, which was nominated for a Golden Globe. So these animated features really, really are wonderful in presenting messaging and taking us into a world of whimsy. And speaking of that, Super Smiley is so honored to be your ambassador of kindness for your festival. And this year he's going to premiere his new kindness film at your festival. Thank you so much for letting us do this.
Megan, it's a darling little film. You must help Super Smiley. I'm so proud of him. After I watched it, I played it so many times because I thought it was so cute and so sweet. And then the song was in my head for the whole rest of the afternoon, and I just found myself humming as I went through my day. So it's just darling. And thank you, Super Smiley, for making it and bringing it to us.
Oh, Super Smiley says, you are very, very welcome, Miss Frost. Also, speaking of the film and the song, we want to do another big shout out to our producer here, Mark Winter. Mark Winter is the co-founder and producer here at Pet Life Radio. And Mark wrote the music. He wrote some of the verses. He wrote the chorus. And he also produced the entire arrangement. So, Mark, thank you. Big shout out to our super producer, Mark Winter.
Thank you, Mark.
Yay. Oh, and also shout out to Out of Our Minds Animation in North Carolina. They're dear friends of ours. We absolutely love them. And they're huge, huge animal supporters and friends of Super Smiley, too. So we love them. And thank you again for letting us screen our kindness film there. And we have... Smiley, we have a studio audience here. Everybody doesn't know this. And they're telling us to sing some of it. Let me see. It's Paws in the Air for Super Smiley, the message of unconditional love. Anyway, it goes, kindness is the way. That wasn't a very good rendition, but it's really, really cute. Okay, so two more of your really charming films that you're going to have are Red and Orange Gunny. Tell us about those two.
I'm really happy to. Red came to us from Iran, as did the Orange Gunny. Red is a very short film. It's no spoken language. It shows this elderly man saving the life of a dropped goldfish that a little boy dropped. It's just really moving, very to the point, all about compassion and kindness, exactly what Super Smiley is representing. And that's what that short movie is about, from Iran. Also, The Orange Gunny. Now, this was shot, I believe, in Paris, but submitted by an Iranian filmmaker. A little boy scrounging the streets for trash that he can resell, and he clearly is, you know, struggling. Finds himself in an alley. He has very little food to eat, and he pulls out of his trash sack a woman's bra, a brassiere, and he turns it over, and he shares his meal with a starving cat by putting food into the cups of the bra. I mean, it's just, you know, he has nothing, but he's sharing it with this little starving cat. And a very short, sweet film, very poignant, exactly what our mission is all about.
I love it. Your selection of films is just perfect, Shelley. Perfect. And like I said, all the ones that I looked at, most of them, I love them. I don't know how you whittled it down. All these are gems, every single one of them. So, and Shelley, we have so many more amazing films to talk about. And I want to hear more about the Center for Animal Protection and Education. And you all had a dramatic and beautiful rescue this year of a donkey who'd been abandoned in the desert and made friends with the construction workers who fed him lunches. Every day, we're going to hear this story and more on the films right after the break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors.
Calling all pet product manufacturers and pet experts. Let the public relations and marketing professionals at Whitegate PR get you featured in the news. I'm Dana Humphrey at Whitegate PR, and we have been specializing in pet product PR for over 10 years and can get your brand featured in the media, from TV to radio to print to blogs. You can find out more at www.whitegatepr.com.
If you're interested in monkeys, here's your opportunity for an unforgettable hands-on experience. Join our awesome volunteer program at International Primate Rescue in South Africa for your daily dose of interaction with the sanctuary's wide variety of mischievous monkeys. This is your chance to monkey around and make a difference to our rescued primates. Like the International Primate Rescue Facebook page or book your visit today at iprescue.org. That's www.iprescue.org.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Hi, this is T.O.D. Anderson, and I'm the host of Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. We're going to talk about a variety of topics on canine behavior and training, all based on modern methods that are fun for you and your dog. We might be talking about other critters, too. So join us on Get Positive Results. We'll talk about common issues between you and your dog, answer your questions, discuss different activities you can do with your dog, and keep you posted on current canine news and products. All this on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Jihan Elias from Disney Channel's Dog with a Blog, and I'm on a super smiley adventure.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with the director of the Animal Film Festival, Shelley Frost. Welcome back, Shelley.
Hello, Megan. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Shelley, your platform for the Animal Film Festival is based on your work for CAPE, which you spoke about, the Center for Animal Protection and Education. And I loved my tour there. I loved meeting all of the animals and seeing your amazing work. So tell us about, there was a little donkey who was abandoned in the desert this last year. Tell us about your work with him.
Happy to. Yes, we received a call from a horse rescue organization that we work with. Apparently, this donkey was out in the middle of nowhere, clearly abandoned. Somebody drove him out there and set him free because he was very tame, very sweet, very loving. Some miners who worked out in this desolate area, they befriended him, and they would feed him every day when they would go out. And every day when they left work and they drove away in their pickup truck, he would run after them, following them. And they couldn't take it anymore. They knew they had to do something. So they contacted the Wild Horse Preservation Society, and they contacted CAPE. And together, we all worked to bring Billy to Grass Valley, where now he lives with three other burros, and he is the sweetest, funniest. The funny thing about Billy is his hee-haw. He has the funniest hee-haw. I've never heard anything like it. So we had to fatten him up. He was so skinny when we got him, but now he's nice and rotund and quite happy.
And you said that he would actually try to follow the truck as they left in the evenings, and he would run after them, hee-hawing, and take me home, take me with you.
It was heartbreaking. And the miners, we give them so much credit. In fact, we've been in touch with them to let them know how well he's doing, because they really took it was a big effort to rescue Billy. It's not an easy venture, but these miners cared about him, and they want to make sure he was going to be safe.
I love that story. I love it. What a lucky little donkey to find the people, and what compassionate miners. Thank you so much to these miners and to you, to everyone who helped get Billy home and safe back at CAPE. So your team, Shelley, you have a whole team that helps you, JP and everybody. Let's give a shout out to your team. Tell us a little bit about them.
the volunteers that we have, we couldn't do it without them. We've got Jody, Lori, Carol, another Carol. We have a whole group of high school teenagers who come out. They're from a Roots and Shoots program, which was founded by Jane Goodall. They come out weekly and help. They do all the cleaning and the feeding and the playing with the animals. So yeah, our crew of volunteers are fantastic. We couldn't take care of all of these guys without them.
Absolutely. And then back to the film festival. First, we want to invite everyone to go to animalfilmfestival.org for your tickets. Did I say that right? Is that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great.
That's
and again,
right.
Smiley and I, Super Smiley and I, will be there. And one of our favorite films is set to a beautiful poem. Tell us about this film.
Yeah, that is called A Life of Your Choosing. It's done by a 19-year-old filmmaker here in the San Francisco Bay Area named Miles Levin. Miles will be at the film festival, and he's bringing his parents with him.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's a spoken word film. It's a poem that he put to images of a golden retriever. It's a day in the life, and trying to put yourself in the paws of a companion animal. What it might be like. And it's moving, and, you know, it's not all bells and whistles being a companion animal, but it's a really smart, elegant film.
I love it. Very elegant. Very good choice of words there. I'm looking forward to meeting Miles. And you also have some films with very hard-hitting reality themes. Tell us about Cowspiracy. Cowspiracy.
Yes. Cowspiracy is a film that's making the rounds throughout the United States right now. It's called Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret. And it is about how the farming industry, the factory farming industry, is destroying the environment more so than most people realize, more so than the CO2 emitted by automobiles is done by factory farms where billions of animals are raised for food. And what happens with their waste and feeding these animals and how it pollutes the environment, but it just takes it a step further. And they interview environmental groups such as the Sierra Club, asking them, why aren't you talking about this issue? This is truly a decimating problem that this planet is facing, and yet environmental groups are loath to discuss animal agriculture, and you'll find out why. It's a fascinating story.
Wow. Thank you for bringing that to the film festival so we can see this. And also, I love wolf themes. I worked with a wolf sanctuary in Florida, hands-on with the wolves and with wolves who had been rescued from torturous conditions where people tried to keep them as pets. And I learned that wolves are such intelligent beings. Their communication is crystal clear. I learned so much from the wolves themselves. So I'm so thankful that you're bringing a film about wolves. Can you tell us about The Imperiled American Wolf?
Yes, thank you. There's an organization in Oregon called Predator Defense, and they produced two films, both of which they submitted and both of which we accepted. One is called The Imperiled American Wolf, and it talks about how the gray wolf is an endangered species and yet was taken off the list by President Obama in April of 2011, and just how poorly they're managed, meaning that they are slaughtered senselessly by sport hunters and trappers in many states. And, you know, as horrible as that sounds, this film is so beautifully done. It's riveting. It's riveting to watch. 30-minute film.
Yes, it is riveting, Shelley. And this is what I love about these films and your festival, and also what we try to do here on A Super Smiley Adventure. There are realities, harsh realities in animal advocacy, but we try to show ways that we can positively move forward and show it in a way that is engaging and doesn't push people away, but actually brings them in and shows them a way that they can act positively. Would you agree with that? That that's part of what you're trying to
Megan.
Do?
Yes. Yes, exactly. This is not just a place where you come and watch movies and eat popcorn and leave. This show shows us all what we can do as individuals to make lives better for these endangered species. And yes, there will be opportunity for people to either write to their legislators or write to the powers that be to help change these situations. So thank you for saying that. That's really true.
Oh, absolutely. And then right along that theme, you have another film, Exposed, USDA's Secret War on Wildlife. It's always important for me to know what's going on. Like I said, we focus on the positive here. Super Smiley Adventure, moving forward and the human-animal bond. But in order to make conscious decisions, you have to have an awareness and be grounded in what the reality is so you can form your path of positive movement. And I think this film is so informative. Could you talk about this film a little bit?
Yes. What we loved about this film was that it portrays a whistleblower, a person who used to work for Wildlife Services, which is a department of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And it just shows how our taxpayers, our tax money is actually being used to kill animals in an absolute out of control and irresponsible way. It's just a must-see film for lawmakers and anyone who cares about wildlife. But it's very impactful, and it just shows the truth of what goes on with our taxpayer dollars without restraint. You know, there's no oversight, and it just happens. And these sorts of films hopefully will make people wake up so that these agencies can no longer get away with treating our precious wildlife this way. These are our American heritage, these animals. And to know that my taxpayer dollars is going towards something like this is very upsetting, and I think other people will agree once they've seen it.
Right. Well, so thank you so much for bringing this film to our attention and to the big screen so we can see it. And maybe we can even share it more after your film festival. We'll help get some of this information out. And also, I'm so thankful to you for bringing the theme of veterans to the Animal Film Festival. Everyone knows that my father was in World War II. I'm very, very proud of his legacy. And I have dear friends in Florida at Canines for Warriors. They train service dogs for veterans with PTSD. And our dear friend, Kristen Reagan Maurer, who's been a guest on the show. She's with Mission Canine Rescue, and they bring retired war dogs from the Middle East back to the United States, and then they reunite them with their Marines, or they find them forever homes. And one of her war dog heroes, Ivy, stayed with Super Smiley and me in North Carolina on her way from Afghanistan to reunite with her Marines. So this is a topic very dear to our hearts, and your film is called Healed Veterans Speak About PTSD. Can you talk about that a little bit, Shelley?
Yes, absolutely. Five veterans are interviewed in this film, and they talk about their service dogs and how these dogs assist them. I mean, these are service people who have seen the worst atrocities, and they now have to deal with those memories back here in the United States. And the dogs, they talk about how the dogs have really helped them veer away from even thoughts of suicide. So it's an invaluable, you know, these animals and just what they do for people is an invaluable thing. And we're really proud of this film. It's a short film. It's only 4 minutes, 49 seconds long. Vicky Topaz, the director, is a dear friend of the animal community, and she's going to be at the film festival as well.
Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting her then as well. And again, it is amazing to me how so much impactful, emotional, and real, but real life content can be put into these short films. We can see so many of them. I am so excited, Shelley. What you and your team have created in the Animal Film Festival and at CAPE is absolutely remarkable, and it is so profoundly important, and you're doing it in a way that is engaging and fun. Congratulations from us.
Thank you, Megan. All proceeds benefit homeless and animals with special needs. I mean, all the proceeds do. We are a nonprofit organization. Every dollar is spent on the animals. We make every dollar go as far as it can, and so we appreciate everyone's support of this event.
That's really great to know that every dollar goes towards the animals, towards helping them. And Shelley, give us the website again and tell us how we can all come to the show.
It's www.animalfilmfestival.org. And on the website, we have a lot of information about where you can stay, where you can eat, how to get to the festival. It's chock full of information, so please visit. You can also buy your tickets off of the website as well.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, and I also want to say that Pet Life Radio and A Super Smiley Adventure is your official radio media sponsor, and we are so proud to be involved in supporting you in every single way that we can. We're just such proud supporters.
We couldn't do it without you, Megan. Seriously, you have become a part of the festival, and this is only our second year, but I see us having this long relationship with each other for many years to come. So thank you for being our radio sponsor.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Yes, we are bonded on a life journey, a spirit level. I know that completely. And on Facebook, I see you all on Facebook. Tell everybody how they can like your pages and follow you and find out. I see you're posting little like trailers or little sneak previews of what's coming up. It's such a fun page. Tell us about that.
Yes, Animal Film Festival on Facebook. You will see our little commercial. It's darling. It's
I funny. Love the commercial. You must, everyone yeah. must go to the Facebook page and see the commercial.
Don't walk, run to buy your tickets. Of course, we have all these animals running everywhere.
The pigs in the mud is like, get out of that mud. Go buy a ticket.
Right. And the goats are eating. Don't just skip lunch, goats, and go buy your ticket.
It's really, really yeah. cute.
Well, on Facebook would be just Animal Film Festival. On Twitter, it's Animal Film Fest is how you find us on Twitter.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I also want to say that Smiley is on Facebook at Super Smiley. So everybody like his page. And I'm on Facebook with Smiley at facebook.com/Megan Blake. And on Twitter, Smiley is Super Smiley Dog. That's pretty easy to remember. And Shelly, thank you so much for inviting Super Smiley to be your ambassador of kindness and for premiering his newest kindness film. Thank you so much. We're so excited about that.
Thank you, Megan. He will be surrounded by fans at the film festival, no doubt.
And we can't wait to see you again too, Shelly. I can't wait to see you. And I also want to say that without our amazing producer here and co-founder of Pet Life Radio, we would not be here. So a huge Super Smiley shout out to Mark Winter. And we like to call Mark our super producer. So thank you. Thank you, Mark, for bringing our show to the world. Thank you so much. And thank you again to everyone at the Center for Animal Protection and Education and at the Animal Film Festival and to all of these amazing filmmakers and to the awesome Shelly Frost for joining us today.
Thank you, Megan. See you later, Super Smiley. I'll see you on the 28th of February.
Thank you, Shelly. We will absolutely be there. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.